This is Queer City, where your mama warned you about. We're queer here, we're LGBT here. Hi guys, it's Queernet of Queer City, and you all are welcome to this episode. It's so funny and nice that in the month of October, we've already made two episodes. Yay! We got entries, we got feedbacks. So to say, we got feedbacks from our last episode, which was made on October 1 to celebrate Nigerian National Day. And yes, October 11th, again, it's International Word Coming Out Day. And we're already making another episode again. You know, we got one certain feedback last time, and it really encouraged us to do more. It really encouraged us to do more. Very soon, we are hoping our cast would have to be weekly. I'm sure some people are excited about that. Yes, our cast would have to be weekly, guys. You get to hear from Queernet weekly, and I would like you guys to listen to the feedback we got before we proceed. By the way, Afro pick for this cast, for this episode. I'm sure somebody's asking. Coming out, is it necessary or important? Stay with us.
I am absolutely in love with this entire segment. It is beautiful. Queer Nerd and Queer City, you guys are doing a beautiful job. I feel like this is something we've needed as members of the LGBT community for a very long time, and I'm glad that something like this has started, and I pray that more people get to resonate with this and flow with it, because I feel like it's a start of something really beautiful, something we can all connect to, something we can all work with, something we can all call our own. Oh, and then the background music by Selma is absolutely stunning. The one that was played at the end, Selma the Glowy cover, is just beautiful.
Yeah, I will say a very big thank you for that entry. It's really a form of motivation for us here at Queer City, especially for me, the Queer Nerd. And back to our topic, coming out. Yes, somebody once asked me that question and was like, hey, are you out already? And I was like, out of where? He said, the closet. I was like, the only thing in my closet are clothes. And I think those are just the only thing that I want there. I want nothing else than clothes. And he was like, really? I was like, yes, my dear. Coming out for every party, you know, is individualistic. Coming out for everybody is a certain race that you need to face on your own. Coming out to yourself first, self-acceptance, that is very, very important. It is very, very cogent. You come out to yourself, you come out to your inner person, your true self, who you really are. You don't tell yourself something else and act the other way around. No. You need to first come out to yourself. You need to first come into this acceptance of your being to yourself. You know, it's so saddening that this world we are, straight people don't have to come out I wish I could just come out. Hey, folks, you know, imagine myself and the whole of my family sitting there on our dining table, like, okay, before it's today, I have a thing I want to tell everybody. I'm straight. You know, I wish straight people would have to come out. But since we grew up in an heteronormative world, in brackets, it's we that have to come out. But before you come out to anybody, it is very, very important you come out to yourself. You know, coming out itself is psychological. It's you taking risk. It's you ready to face backlashes. It's you being brave. It's you being strong. But all this might not be necessary if you haven't come out to yourself, right? All this bravery, risk taking, the whole of you putting your future, your life, and everything out there might not worth it if you personally haven't come out to yourself. If you are still struggling with your identity, with your person, you might just put all that out there in vain. It's just gonna be there for your shame. But it is when you come out to yourself, right, as a person, do you, okay, this is who I am. I'm lesbian, I'm gay, I'm bisexual, I'm transsexual, I'm transgender, I mean. I'm bisexual, pansexual, intersexual, and so on and so forth, as long as to Z. When you come out to yourself, you understand yourself the better, number one. When you understand yourself the better, you don't conflict yourself, number two. When you don't conflict yourself, you be at peace with yourself, number three. When you are at peace with yourself, people would find solace in you, in your being, right? Number four, when people find solace in your being, automatically you're becoming a sort of head lifter to people, right? And all this are important, right? You coming out to tell us your gay might not be necessary, you chanting homophobe, bigotry, transphobe, biphobes, and whatever the phobia might be, you calling them out might not be necessary if you haven't accepted yourself. You know, it's crazy when I see people who tend to put on the LGBT badge, and yet they are still dealing with internalized homophobia. You know, it can be really, really, really crazy. I swear it is. So guys, I would want you all to carry off that badge that you are out if you have not come to self-acceptance, because that is what is important, and not that badge. That badge is not necessary, right? It's not just fucking necessary if you are still struggling with your sexuality. You know, I saw a post on Facebook some time ago where someone got a message of a guy asking him how he can be gay, and I was like, whoa, really? Now there is this way of teaching people how to be gay, right? Oh guys, that reminds me, I need to tell you guys this. I got a message about on Sunday, yes, Sunday, was it Sunday or Saturday evening? Somebody chatted me up and was asking me, because I uploaded an LGBT flag on my WhatsApp status, and he was asking me, do you support this movement? I'm like, which movement? He said, the gay agenda. I'm like, only the gay agenda? What do you tell me about it? I'm like, no, for you to have put it there, that means you support the agenda. I'm like, oh really? Yes. If your question is actually demanding a yes or no answer, then it's a yes. The agenda I support. Yes, you know why I could say that? It's because I'm out to myself. Right? I am out to myself. I came out firstly to my sister in the year 2014. Yes. I came out to what? 2014, November 2014. Then the only reason why I would advise anybody to come out to somebody very close to them is because there are some times when you just need a support from somebody very close to you. You form of support, you just need it from somebody very close to you. You know, a lot of times I want to talk about some things. I don't want to talk about those things to just any other person. I want somebody who understands me very, very well in person. So I will call my sister and I'll tell her, hey babe, I'm having certain issues in my relationship. What is it? And we'll get a talk and we'll be fine. So I would leave you guys with this note. Coming out to yourself is important. Coming out to the world is not necessary. It's not necessary at all. Firstly, before you come out to the world, come out to yourself. I love you all. I remain cornered. And for you all who haven't followed us on Instagram at the Queer City 001. That's our handle, at the Queer City 001 or 001. Thank you. You can follow me personally on Twitter at QueerNerd. You can always leave any of your feedbacks and messages. Just send them to my inboxes there or our inboxes. If you're not sending it to me directly at QueerNerd, if you send it at QueerCity, I'll get it. Just send it around. I would get it. And if you want any song to be played for you on our next episode, you could just demand that. Just send it to us. If you want to reach out to us through an email address at thequeercity@gmail.com, thequeercity@gmail.com, or thequeercity001@gmail.com. You could just mail us at any of those two to surely get to us. Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.